interesting only when they are not themselves. They are extremely good-natured and very accommodating. "What do you sit for?" said a young artist to a model who had sent him in her card. All models, by the way, have cards and a small black bag. "Oh, for anything you like, sir," said the girl. "Landscape, if necessary." Intellectually, it must be acknowledged, they are Philistines, but physically they are perfect, at least some are. Though none of them can talk Greek, many can look Greek, which to a 19th century painter is naturally of great importance. If they are allowed, they chatter a great deal, but they never say anything. Their observations are only banalites, heard in Bohemia. However, they cannot appreciate the artist as artist. They are quite ready to appreciate the artist as a man. They are very sensitive to kindness, respect, and generosity. A beautiful model who had sat for 2 years to one of our most distinguished English painters got engaged to a street vendor of penny ices. On her marriage, the painter sent her a pretty wedding present and received in return a nice letter of thanks with the following remarkable postscript: "Never eat the green ices. When they are tired, a wise artist gives them a rest." Then they sit in a chair and read penny dreadfuls till they are roused from the tragedy of literature to take their place again in the tragedy of art. A few of them smoke cigarettes. This, however, is regarded by the other models as showing a want of seriousness, and is not generally approved of. They are engaged by the day and by the half day. The tariff is